Welcome to Champion Podcast.
It's Champion?
Coming at you straight from Arctic Yorkshire, two Yorkshire blokes try and do satirical podcast.
Well, people.
People?
Yeah.
I'm not sticking with
humans.
This accent either.
Questionable.
Questionable?
It's definitely a podcast.
Yes,
that and is. We're from Yorkshire.
Some of us are.
Where am I from?
Birmingham.
Oh. Oh, that's a disappointment.
This is a satirical podcast. I think I said that. Did I say that?
If you did, I wasn't really paying attention.
Cool. So we're all on board with this professional shit then. So this is a podcast where we are going to take a satirical stab at the current affairs. Now I sound like a dick.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you are a bit of a dick though.
Fair enough. All right. So as I said, we're going to try...
I'd be more upset about me calling you a dick, if I'm honest.
Well, it's not like it's the first time this has ever happened.
It's the first time it's happened while we're recording.
Fair enough. Yeah, but we've only been doing this 20 minutes.
I think you've grossly underestimated the amount of time it's taken us to record this introduction. Okay, like, so each edition, not week, we're way too lazy for this to be weekly.
Totally. This is not happening weekly.
We will be looking at a few items of news and current affairs. Yeah.
Yeah, so, should we just go straight into part one?
Yes, part one.
News! People have their knickers in a twist, Ali.
Really? Well, was that?
Well, it's this bunch of ruffians in the Middle East who are going around causing some bad
ruffians?
Times.
Ruffians? Are we going to go with ruffians?
Well,
are we not going to go with murdering bastards?
Well, the thing is, if you've been paying attention to the news, we should be treating them with decorum and respect and not try to piss them off. So I thought I'd be nice and light-hearted about this.
Oh, that does seem to be the way it's going down. Yeah,
yeah, so these ruffians who are, you know, beheading people and killing Christians and generally being arseholes
who
in the
we should
Middle East.
Definitely not offend for no. reasons beyond my comprehension.
Well, let me explain to you, Ali, exactly why we shouldn't offend these people. They are very, very sensitive. Let me explain the situation as I understand it. So, there is... Pardon?
You understanding something. So, carry on.
So, there are these ruffians in the Middle East who are making a bad time for everybody, and there are some people who are taking the piss out of them.
There's a number of videos,
one by the very famous Saturday Night Live people, that's doing very well, but there's also a number of Egyptian and, is it mainly Jordanian? Is it Jordanian?
I was going to say Turkish, but I mean, I might not be paying attention.
Okay, but people who are much closer to the situation than people in New York, at the very least, are making videos taking the piss out of an extremist terrorist group, and this is not on. We should not be taking the piss of extremist terrorist group because what they're doing is very, very serious. And if we do something like take the piss and reduce their impact to a level of a joke, then we're going to let them win.
Well, I think no. I think if we treat them as a joke, they're going to get really upset about it, and then they might come and bomb us. You know. So I think what we should do really is take an approach of just being absolutely terrified of the terrorists, and as you say, letting them win.
Yeah.
I think that's obviously the most obvious approach to take.
Totally. We should just roll over and let the terrorists win. We should take them very, very seriously. They're a very serious bunch. Anyone who wears that amount of black has to be serious.
I know this is the first episode, but are we being sarcastic?
I'm being pretty sarcastic.
All right, okay. Cool. you're really dry. It's very difficult to tell.
Well, you'd try better to turn me on then, shouldn't you?
So, oh my God. Okay. So I guess the question is, are you brave enough to satirise Islamic State?
Well, I'd be brave enough to satirise Islamic State. The problem is I'm not clever enough to satirise Islamic State.
I think as we're demonstrating.
Quite. The point here really is we shouldn't be scared of these people. We should be mocking them. We should be reducing them to a level of a joke because it removes all their power. If we're not scared of them, they are no longer terrorists. They are just ists.
I'll tell you something. If I'm in a room with five people from Islamic State, I'm scared of Islamic State. I don't think we should not be scared of them.
True, but...
But we should definitely be mocking them.
Definitely. And we should be mocking what they stand for. Maybe... No, less, yes. No, we should mock what they stand for, because what they stand for is idiotic in the extreme. One of the best examples we've got of reducing terrorism to the form of a joke is the film Four Lions. Have you seen Four Lions?
I actually haven't. I didn't realise there was going to be like a quiz.
Did you not do the reading needed for this podcast, Harry?
No.
Well, you've got some homework for the next podcast. You have to watch Four Lions.
I dropped out of university, so
you know. So that prevents you from watching movies.
I'm amazed that you thought I was going to do any work for this. You don't know me at all.
Well, the film Four Lions is a Chris Morris film. It's very, very funny. I suggest everyone goes out and watches it. But every time I hear of UK-based terrorism, I can no longer take it seriously because of that movie. Especially when they strap the bomb to the crow and he blows up their mate. That's very funny.
Is that the film where it's like three idiots in like a Ford Transit? And like
they're not exclusively in a Ford Transit.
Oh. Well,
they do try and blow up a marathon. It was pre-Boston Marathon, so it wasn't insensitive.
That was like, wow, that's pretty close to the bone. All right,
but it was pre-Boston Marathon.
It was pre-Boston Marathon, so it's fine. So.
Well, you can't predict the future.
I can predict the future.
Wow. Well, why are we doing a podcast? Why aren't we making money out of that?
Well, I can only predict very specific things.
Okay.
For example, how many pints of beer I'm likely to drink on a night in the pub. It's about 11.
Is that really predicting the future, or is that just not experience guiding you?
Look, the first step to progress is admitting that I have a problem. Okay?
fundamentalist streamism. Extremism.
Extremism.
Extremism. Extremism. Extremism!
It's easy for you to say.
No, it isn't.
the old ones are the best. Oh, hang on. No, I meant worst. I meant worst. The old ones are the worst.
The old ones are the worst. Especially that guy who lives downstairs.
Yeah. He's a massive racist. What a dick. If you're listening to this, you old racist man downstairs, you turn this shit off. All right? You are not allowed to listen to this. Also, he's fictional.
So, yeah, they blow up a marathon. And they were all wearing, you know, like traditional marathon costumes, like ones.
Marathon costumes?
You know, like.
You mean they're wearing running gear?
No, not at all. They're wearing like Honey Monster.
They're dressed like a large chocolate bar?
Honey Monster suits and stuff like that.
1993, I think.
So they're all in traditional marathon gear, you know, like Honey Monster suits and stuff like that. And
you mean like charity costumes?
Yes!
Like that. Guy, I was going to say idiot, but I mean that guy who did a marathon like dressed as a turtle or something, and it took him like 4 months to do
it. Oh, wasn't he dressed as a snail and he did it on
his
stomach?
No, that's what it was. What did I say he was dressed as?
Turtle.
A turtle?
Because it could have been a Teenage Mutant Hero turtle.
Turtles are pretty slow as well, aren't they?
They are pretty slow, but...
Yeah. I mean, they're not fast.
No. Some of them are heroes in a half shell, though.
Turtle power. All right, okay. Cool.
So now every time I think about UK.
Sometimes I like to go out after midnight wearing nothing but a yellow Mac as an homage to April.
Anyway, my point is, because of the film and because Chris Morris took the piss out of Islamic extremism, I can no longer take it seriously. I'm not particularly terrified. Take the piss out of the Islamic State, and I'm glad people on YouTube and various other media outlets are doing so, because it lessens the terrorists' power over us.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Islamic State, they want us to find them scary and serious. It lends them a degree of credibility in discussions about them. But, you know, if you're going to go around calling yourself Jihadi John, you should expect me to treat you as an idiot. It's, you know, it's like going around calling yourself Simple Simon or Crusady Chris.
Crusady,
you know?
Chris.
Yeah, Crusady Chris. I'm going to treat you as a cartoon character. Crusady Chris, he was definitely a bastard. But, I mean, he just predates Jihadi John by, you know, I don't know. When were the Crusades? I don't know, like, let's say 800 years, guess, question mark?
12th century?
12th century, how many is that? That's about 800.
Yeah.
Did I look
21st
out?
Century. Yeah, so that works.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Cool. But yeah, what did you say? Christiani Chris?
Crusady Chris.
Crusady Chris. He sounds like a really bad rapper from Atlanta.
Karma Catherine?
Karma Catherine.
I think she's a Buddhist. hang on. What else do I know about religions? Taoist Terry.
Taoist Terry.
Taoist Terry. He could be a thing. Popey Paul.
Popey Paul. That doesn't work if the Pope's called Paul, though.
Yeah.
It's not this
well,
time.
They never have a Pope Paul. It's always like John Paul and or Paul John Pope Ringo. I guess Pope Ringo. That's a thing, right?
Totally. He was the worst drummer.
Yeah, well, no, they don't. You don't get drum training when you become Pope.
No, it's one of the things that we should for stop Mayor putting gold on the ceiling.
Well, it's
start
the,
training the Pope how to drum.
It's the long lost 11th commandment: Thou shalt not drum, because it angers God greatly.
Is that why God doesn't like rock and roll?
Well, God's a white man, and as you know, white men have no sense of rhythm. That's why God hates drumming.
I see.
Pretty sure that's a thing.
Yeah, God's definitely a white man then.
Oh, did I say white man? Sorry, I meant a Gelgamech.
We shouldn't reference like other people's works on our work.
Yeah, well, it's a really funny episode.
That is true. I'll give you that. So the rule now is we only reference things that are really funny.
Yeah, in the absence of coming up with anything really funny ourselves.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're going to be doing a lot of referencing then.
Yeah, this is basically going to be a pop culture reference podcast, and occasionally we may
this is Family Guy the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Take that, Family Guy.
Yeah, zing. So the last couple of weeks here in the UK have been dominated by the great debates debacle, and it seems Cameroon, the country of Cameroon, have been sticking their nose in where it's not welcome.
Cameroonians are never welcome.
the election debates, yeah.
That's not right. Carlos Valderrama was always welcome.
That's Colombia.
Oh.
Not since Ambassador Spock and his dad Sarek brought Starfleet and the Klingons together in the Treaty of Alliance has the British political spectrum been so united against the common foe.
I think we should pause here for a moment for our fallen comrade, Leonard Nimoy.
I think we should as well, yeah. Do you want to do like the, what's the bugle? Not the bugle, you know when you get a bugler.
A bugler?
Yeah, and they
the,
do like...
The last post.
Yeah, that. Do you want to do that?
I don't know how it goes.
Okay, I also don't know how that goes.
I can make something up.
Yeah, well, you want to make up a tune,
okay,
as a sort of mark of respect.
Okay. Let's not do that again.
Yeah, it's not.
So, yes. So, Leonard Nimoy is dead.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be so blunt about it. There might be some people out there who are not aware of this, and that may have come as something of a shock to them.
Of the people who are not aware of this, I doubt they're going to find out from listening to two blokes chatting about shit in your living room.
Well, yeah, they're not going to find out about it from this because they're not going to listen to it. That's probably why they're not going to find out about
it. Some of them are going to go say, who's Leonard Nimoy?
If anybody says that, if anybody emails in, by the way, we will be asking for emails at the end. If anybody emails in and asks who's Leonard Nimoy, I'm... Unspecified threat, okay? Unspecified threat.
I've seen him do it.
Yeah. Hold me back. So, Cameron's been dictating to everybody this week about the debates because he is our overlord and ruler.
I thought he was just really concerned about the Green Party. Is he not just concerned about the Green Party?
If he is, he's an idiot. I mean, yeah. Like, what's weird about this is that everyone is accusing him of being a chicken. Let's not forget that he's apparently scared of a Green Party leader who could barely remember how to speak in a BBC radio interview.
To be fair, there's a reason it's called the Green Party, though, isn't it? She's probably got some really bad short-term memory loss.
Oh, okay, you're talking about cannabis.
That's right, I am talking about cannabis.
Okay, do you think drugs are funny? I think drugs are bad.
I think drugs are hilarious.
Oh, yeah, no.
I've had a lot. I'm much funnier when I'm on drugs.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? And then the other person he's allegedly scared of is Ed Miliband, whose most incisive piece of political rhetoric appears to be
I'm pretty petrified of Ed Miliband, if I'm honest.
Well, he does do kind of quite a scary face.
Petrified that he's not going to provide a decent enough opposition, so the Tories are going to get back in. That petrifies me a bit.
Do you think he's provided a decent opposition up to this point?
No, that's my point.
Right. Okay. So your fear is that he's going to continue to provide an awful opposition in the
Yes.
Okay.
I'm scared he's going to continue to be exact. Could display the track record he has displayed so far.
Well, I mean, he's been up in Edinburgh this week addressing what I assume was the Scottish Labour Party conference.
Oh no, yeah, that was definitely going on.
So Miliband has been saying up in Edinburgh this week that a vote for the SNP is essentially going to end up resulting in a Tory government. Cameron has been saying that a vote for UKIP is going to end up in a Labour government. And Lord Baker has been saying that we might need a Conservative and Labour coalition to prevent the SNP from holding the balance of power. So what it sounds like to me is that a vote for anybody means you're going to get a Tory and a Labour government, and all democracy is off. There's no point voting for anybody. You're still going to get Cameron. So
basically, Rain's going to stop democracy.
Yeah.
That's another cricket joke.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Should I stop with the cricket jokes?
Well, you should stop calling them another cricket joke, because we weren't recording when you said the first one.
That is true. We did say the first cricket joke in private.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, we can say it's our cricket joke.
Okay. But basically, what you're saying is we're all fucked. Or that we are no longer living in a democracy.
Well, that's been true for quite some time, though, actually. Our country is run by the senior civil service. The politicians are just they're just there to pass laws for their chums on executive boards. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah, I'm not denying that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
No, this is
not. It's not funny.
No, it really isn't.
No, it's pretty fucking depressing, actually.
Yeah. So, it's a nice way to end this bit. And now a Boko Haram update.
Fuck Boko Haram! Part 2. Stuff!
Weekend prior. No.
Last weekend,
I took my family to the Yorkshire coast. And it's a very strange place. Have you ever been to the Yorkshire coast, Ali?
I have.
Yes, it's fantastic. it's an odd place. I've been to 4 of the major places on the Yorkshire coast: Whitby, Scarborough, Filey, and Bridlington. Mm. And each of them has their own little unique brand of weirdness. We were at Bridlington on the weekend, and it is the fucking cheesiest place this side of Blackpool. It really is.
The cheesiest place this side of Blackpool?
That's right.
Why?
All the cliches you get about British coasts are all epitomised in Bridlington. You know, shitty donkey rides, shitty amusement arcade on the pier, other shit things.
Wow, man, you are so down. You're so down on Yorkshire, right?
No, man, I really liked it. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, it's just fucking weird.
They have really good fish and chips, though, right?
They do. Well, the fish and chips was excellent, especially in Whitby. Whitby's fish and chips is top notch.
They do have like militant seagulls, though. You know, the seagulls which will actually assault fully grown men. You know, and wrestle them to the floor. You know, and to, you know, in order to rip the fish out of their hands, and sometimes to rip open their chest and remove their still beating hearts and shout to them before flying off cackling. Ma ma ma. Pretty spot on impression of a seagull. Like.
Mate, I thought a seagull was in the room. I got a bit terrified there for a second.
Yeah, there's no need to take the piss.
But the whole point of I don't know. As long as you embrace the weirdness that is the Yorkshire coastline, you can have a really good time. But it is tacky as fuck. Seriously, like all the tacky ass rock shops.
Have you played like Two Penny Push?
Man, I love Two Penny Push.
Yeah, man.
But Penny Push is tacky ass shit.
Tacky ass shit. Oh my god. You're a father and you talk like that. That is unbelievable.
Sorry, my daughter doesn't have web access, she's not gonna hear this.
not soon, but no. She will do one day.
And then she'll be highly embarrassed and I'll be really, really pleased with myself.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's also weird how the Yorkshire coastline work. Like going north to south, you get posh place, cheesy place, posh place, cheesy place. For those who are playing the game at home, that's Whitby's posh, Scarborough's cheesy.
Whitby's not posh.
Mate, Whitby's fucking posh.
Is it?
Have you been to Scarborough?
No.
No. Right.
When I went to Whitby, I'm pretty sure they had chavs. I definitely saw chavs.
Mate, there's chavs in this place, but this place is one of the poshest places in the north.
Bradford?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty posh in Bradford.
Yeah. So what was I saying? Whitby, posh. Scarborough, cheesy. Filey, posh. Bridlington, cheesy.
I've never been to Bridlington. I'll confess to being a bit of a snob about about Yorkshire seaside towns. Anything that sort of sounds a little bit shitty, I won't go. Bridlington, I don't know what it is. It's just got a name that sounds shitty.
Like, Bridlington sounds shitty. Is it because it's got many syllables, so it sounds like a cow pat?
Yeah, and I think it's like some of the syllables are like hard syllables, like Bridlington. It's got like D. That D really brings the house prices down, I think. And Scunthorpe.
But Scunthorpe is not really in Yorkshire.
No, I just picked it because it's got the word cunt in it. I thought, but also I thought it might have been in Yorkshire.
Well, it is really in Yorkshire if you're talking like historically, but it's in the East Riding.
Yeah, well, I only recognise the historical counties, the ceremonial counties, as they're now called.
I don't recognise the East Riding because it pisses people from the East Riding off.
Yeah. I mean, I don't recognise Hull because, you know, I think that cities should actually be habitable.
Oh, Hull's completely habitable as long as you're a seagull.
Yeah, okay.
Or a cockroach.
I don't know, maybe.
We don't require an audience for this thing. We really don't. We could just rant into a microphone and it'd be fine. You just got to kind of embrace the whole terrible cheesiness of it.
Yeah, the tackiness.
Yeah, you've got to embrace it, and then you can have a really good time. That's what we did. We had an excellent time building sandcastles and riding on broadcast donkeys.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think probably Whitby Goth Weekend's pretty good, but I don't know. Is that a family event? I mean, yeah.
I don't know. If you're a goth family, it might be a family event. We are not a goth family.
Well, they call it a goth weekend, but I mean, everybody turns up. It's not really a goth weekend.
I know, but
it's just like a go do crazy shit weekend. That's, yeah, that's really what it is.
Is a crazy shit weekend really a family weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. I'll definitely go.
It should be if you're raising your kids properly.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents made me do a lot of crazy shit.
Okay. Like what?
I go to Holland. That was mad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Holland's good.
Holland is good. Holland is a fantastic place. Nice cheese.
What am I supposed to do with that? Nice cheese. I am a fan of cheese, though. I'll give you that.
Well, what would you say is the premier Dutch cheese?
Well, if I was trying to sound classy, I'd say like Gouda. Is that Dutch?
Yes.
Cool. Got away with it. but if I was being honest, I'd be going with Edam.
Yeah, Edam's pretty good, actually.
Big Edam fan. You know, apparently Edam is only has red wax when they export it.
That's correct.
In interior,
I've been to a cheesery. I'm calling it a cheesery.
Yeah.
A cheesery in Edam.
Creamery, really.
Is it?
Yeah. Wensleydale Creamery.
Creamery sounds like something completely different.
Well, that's because you have a disgusting mind.
Probably. Yeah. And father as well.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. Honestly, I've...
Yeah. Anyway, wow. Cheesery in Edam, and none of their cheese had red on it. It was all clear wax.
Clear wax?
Mm.
Like whore wax.
Whore wax?
Yeah. Do you not remember Chris Rock always said that clear heels were like whore heels?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, so it was a wax that whores used to wax themselves up before.
No, I guess no. So if Edam is now wearing clear wax, I think like Edam's morals must have gone really downhill, I guess. Like Edam's now like just sleeping with any old cheese. Waving its rind about. Suggestively. Ooh, Edam, you slag.
Well, it is a Dutch cheese.
Yeah.
Not that we embrace nationalistic stereotypes.
It's a liberal cheese, and no, we don't.
But it is a liberal cheese.
Yeah.
It's way liberal.
Well, it's like the Liberal Democrats, isn't it? You know, people are always surprised when Liberal Democrats, like a Liberal Democrat MP, is caught in the news because they were at like a crazy bondage party. It's like, yeah, the Liberal Democrats are liberal for a reason, yeah? Okay? All of those guys, they get up to some nasty shit.
Clue's in the name, guys. Clue is in the name.
Yeah, exactly. Apart from the Democratic bit.
No. Yeah. Well, as we established earlier, there is no democracy, so it's a bit of a farce.
Yeah, it's like Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes. Yeah. It is neither democratic nor republic.
Indeed.
It is in the Congo, so they got 33% of it, right? Yeah.
And they drink Mbongo.
They do drink Mbongo. In fact, most of the rivers are pure Mbongo.
Yeah.
They don't distill it or make it from like fruits. They just pluck it out of the river.
That's it. That's why the profit margins are so high. Yeah. They don't actually have to produce the drink. They just fish it out of the river in buckets.
Yeah, and then they put it in cans.
Yeah. It's a magical, magical place.
Yeah. And then tell us all about how the lion... No, I'm not going to go there because I can't remember the song.
Unfortunately, their government does commit a large amount of atrocities, but because the rivers are filled with Mbongo, everyone's kind of okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Still, at least they're not as bad as the Belgians were when
they
were
there. Fuck the Belgians, man.
Fucking Belgians. The future is here!
The future's here?
Yes, that's right. This week, Lockheed that company famous for advancing humanity's interests by blowing most of it up.
I thought they were famous for transporting missiles close to sleeping babies.
Pretty sure that's what I said.
Okay.
they've been developing a laser, everyone's favourite sci-fi weapon. It's called the Athena weapon, which stands for Advanced Test High Energy Asset. Athena, of course, is the goddess of wisdom, question mark?
Yes, she's the goddess of wisdom, courage, inspiration, civilization, law and justice, strategic war, mathematics, strength, strategy, the arts, crafts, and skill in ancient Greek religion and mythology.
She's just, like, she's one of these assholes who's good at loads of stuff.
Yeah, I knew a couple of those.
I find her, like, really boring already. Athena.
Yes, and my education in computer science prepared me for that answer.
Really? I'm pretty sure I just saw you read it off Wikipedia.
Well, that may have happened, but I'm not confirming nor denying.
Anyway, as I said, it's yeah. So what they did, they managed to burn a hole into the engine of a lorry from about a mile away. It seemed kind of cool, but I think it's one of these weapons that you have to stand really still for a long time.
Well, if I'm an expert in anything, I'm an expert in modern combat strategies, and the right. most modern combat happens when everyone's standing very, very still. It's only Call of Duty when everyone moves around a lot.
Yeah, that's true, unless you're one of those camping bastards.
Yeah, Mackay!
Yeah, great, nobody knows who Mackay is.
Well, he knows who he is, and he's going to listen to this.
Yeah, and anybody who doesn't know who he is, he's a camping bastard.
He's a total camping bastard.
Fucking Mackay.
There's only one thing worse than a camping bastard.
Canadian camping bastard.
Well, I was going to say a low ping bastard to get all the old school people on board.
Right, okay, yeah. But we all have like 150 megabit lines now. So
yeah, I know. There is no thing as a low ping bastard.
But I think the important point to take away from this is fuck Mackay.
That's right, fuck you.
Okay, it's way too much of an in-joke. Advanced Test High Energy Asset. That's what I saw on the Google search, and I was slightly disappointed. I thought it was going to be trampoline boobs.
You thought it was going to be trampoline boobs.
Yeah, well, assets, it's usually, you know, boobs.
Yes. Yes, usually when I talk about assets, I'm talking about
yeah,
boobs.
Exactly. And high energy, I thought, you know, if you're on a trampoline, then, you know, there's a lot of kinetic energy going on. I thought that's pretty much... I thought it was boobs.
There's also a lot of...
I don't actually like boobs, by the way, just to clarify.
Potential energy in a trampoline.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of potential energy in boobs at the top of the jump on a trampoline. Just to clarify.
Well, it depends how large the boob is, surely, because a smaller boob is going to have less potential energy than a larger boob.
Yeah, the amount of potential energy is proportional to the mass of the boob.
That's correct. So yeah. So all you ladies out there with big boobs, just remember when you're at the top of a jump,
try and burn a hole in a lorry. Anyway, this isn't funny, so maybe we should talk about Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is funny.
Yeah. So, Harrison Ford crashed his plane this week on a golf course near LA. Probably a very expensive golf course near his very expensive house. He was fine. Legendary pilot from a galaxy far, far away crashed his plane. Of course he was fine. He was a legendary pilot from a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, of course. But how fast could he do the Kessler run?
I don't know. Is that like the Kobayashi Maru?
Well, not really, because the Kobayashi Maru was a test.
But the Kessler run, that's a thing that people do in order to like test themselves, and the Kobayashi Maru, it's the same thing, right?
Sure, but the Kobayashi Maru is a standardized Starfleet thing where there is no chance of winning, whereas the Kessler run is just something very difficult.
Well, you say there's no chance of winning, but Kirk beat it.
But he cheated.
Well, yeah, but he beat it.
But he cheated.
Yeah, but he beat it.
He rewrote the code, he cheated.
Yeah, and that's why he's a legendary captain.
So I suppose that's true, but... All I'm saying is Jean-Luc Picard would never have cheated. He would have just taken his Kobayashi Maru like a man.
Jean-Luc Picard is a very different kind of captain. He would have won, but in a different way. Although, actually, now that I think about it, he did the Kobayashi Maru and he didn't win.
I was going to say, the only one who did win was the guy who cheated. Because the Kobayashi Maru is impossible to pass.
Yeah. Alright, you got me.
Anyway, I have a very important question I need to ask you about Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Harrison Ford in leather trousers, or Harrison Ford with a whip and a hat?
Ooh. Wow. Tough one. Harrison Ford with a whip and a hat?
No one ever says tight leather trousers.
Why does nobody ever say tight leather trousers?
I just think no one wants to admit to liking someone in tight leather trousers.
Yeah, that's true. To be honest, though, like, no, I don't think anybody wants to wear tight leather trousers.
No, but Harrison Ford had to.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for... Yeah, all right,
for the thing which...
Oh, my God.
Part three.
Yo, stuff!
So, not what we'd like to do at this part of the podcast is talk about your emails. However, this is the first one. What's with that?
It sounded like you said not what we'd like to do.
All right, well,
I think what you mean is what we'd like to do. We'd like at this point we'd like to just go through some stuff that people have sent us in.
Yeah.
However, obviously it's the first one, and
no one sent us shit.
Yeah, and it may very well be that after the next one and the one after that.
Yeah, we're not going to get shit for a while.
Or maybe a few more,
especially not from Bridlington.
Yeah, or Hull for that matter, or indeed Scunthorpe.
No, or no, most of the UK.
Or from Harrison Ford. No, we were nice about Harrison Ford.
We were nice.
He might send us an email.
Yeah,
we'll expect an email from Harrison Ford.
If we don't get an email from Harrison Ford, we'll be very upset.
I'll be furious.
So, please send queries, questions, and any other
insults, or just like any, you know, random streams of consciousness.
Yeah, just send them all that stuff. Send it all to thechampionpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. It's all one word because you know it always is. But...
Yeah. So to reiterate, that's thechampionpodcast@gmail.com.
And also, we have a SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/champion-podcast.
That's soundcloud.com/champion-podcast.
Why did you repeat it? You sound like a fucking supermarket announcement.
Well, maybe that's what I do in my spare time. I announce things in the supermarket. And then they ask me to leave.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've had a lot of fun recording this very first podcast for the Champion Podcast.
Yeah, I have. Hopefully somebody enjoys listening to it.
Yeah, and hopefully those same people come back when we decide to release the second one.
And also email us like we just fucking told you to do.
Yeah. Please.
Do that, yeah.
Please send us an email.
Yeah, so we'll see you probably in a couple of weeks, I would think.
Yeah, we'll probably do this fortnightly. We'll commit to fortnightly. And then if it doesn't happen, it's our fault.
Or maybe we should do like every 3 weeks because like every fourth week I can't do.
Well,
or maybe we'll just do it on a Thursday next time.
Yeah. We'd have to do it on a Saturday. It's just we did it on a Saturday this time.
This is a discussion maybe we should have off air.
Yeah, it's not the listeners don't care about our personal lives.
Yeah. So we should probably just like fade out.
Yeah, fade out.
We don't have to fake fading out. We actually can fade out using the software.
I just thought it'd be fun to like say something and move away from the microphone.
Okay, well, see you next time, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.